It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Well, really good news in the fight against breast cancer. It's a new study involving researchers at the University of Iowa Holden Comprehensive Cancer Center, published this week online in JAMA Surgery. It's a study that included more than 20,000 women with stage 4, that's advanced breast cancer, and finding that the survival has improved and is increasingly of prolonged duration, particularly for some women undergoing initial breast surgery. Here to tell us about it, one of the researchers involved, Dr. Alex Thomas, clinical professor in the University of Iowa Department of Internal Medicine, co-director of the Multidisciplinary Breast Oncology Group. Dr. Thomas, thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for having me, Ben.
So what did you set out to do in this study?
Well, you know, a lot of the things I do research on are driven by what I see in the clinic. And I've been fortunate enough to have some women who have what, you know, when we see women today with stage 4 breast cancer, we have to tell them that we cannot cure this disease. We can try to find ways for you to live with it, but likely it will shorten your life. But increasingly, I'm seeing women who live for a long time. They actually go on and receive therapy, but live for years. In fact, I had one very dear patient whose daughter moved in with her because she thought mom wasn't going to live too long. The daughter since moved on to another city, gotten married, doing other things because mom's doing great. So that prompted us to ask the question, are women with stage 4? Now, many women, unfortunately, still succumb to the disease, but are there some who are living for a meaningful period, meaning years, and we chose 10 years. An interesting point we looked at, it's important to note that we found that women who had initial surgery for stage 4 breast cancer, about 10% lived 10 years or more. But those women had to have been diagnosed before 2002 because we needed 10 years of survival to have that information. So one thing we postulate is, what does that mean in 2015? We have better therapies, better imaging. Perhaps that's an even bigger group today than it was for those who were diagnosed in 2002. So we think this is a hopeful message. Does it mean everybody with stage 4 disease is going to do that well? But as for a small and hopefully growing number of women, this is a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Does it have to do, this advance, have to do with specific treatment, specific therapies, or is it all of these things together are improving?
You got it exactly right. It has to do with a lot of things, in particular therapies. A lot of exciting therapies have come out in the last few decades. Targeted therapies come to mind immediately, the anti-HER2 therapies. Now we've got some targeted agents for hormone receptor positive disease, but also technology, some of the radiation therapy techniques. I have several patients who presented with advanced breast cancer a few years ago, looked like they had only one or two spots of distant disease in the bone, and my radiation oncology colleagues were able to do stereotactic radiotherapy, or they could tell you more about the technology, but with radiation ablate that site. Those patients seem to be doing really well.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us a sense, Dr. Thomas, where we all are overall in the treatment of breast cancer, as particularly this advanced breast cancer?
We are at an exciting point. A few years ago, we really didn't think that we could cure stage 4 breast cancer. And today, we still tell women that. But we are moving to an era where we can increasingly think, how can we get? And I use the word prolonged remission. Durable remission, meaning for a long time, we don't have evidence of the disease. But what I'm really trying to say is, I want to say cure, but I can't quite yet.
You could one day soon say cure?
You know what I've been telling people is that I'm old, but I'm not that old. And I think in my practicing lifetime, I will practice to tell women you have stage 4 disease, and I'm hopeful that we can eradicate your disease. We are not there yet. I anticipate that we will get there.
Mm-hmm. I said good news at the beginning. This sounds like something more than good news.
I have a lot of faith in my breast oncology community that we've had significant advances and that we will have more and more advances to allow us to get there in the coming years.
Let me ask you about mammograms. There's been a lot of discussion about mammograms in the news lately, whether they're helpful or harmful, since I understand too many mammograms can result in perhaps an unnecessary surgery. What should we take away from the latest news about mammograms?
You know, those are great questions. Obviously, I have a bias because I have to see the patients whose cancers were missed between mammograms. So with that lens, and if you look at the latest guidelines, they did say that women can continue to have annual mammograms. It's really a choice for the individual patient based on their level of risk and how they're wired. Some women will worry about findings that are nothing. Some women will feel better having an annual exam or starting earlier. Because of my bias and because of what I have to see, I favor more early and more routine imaging. I'll be plain about that. And that is still included in the current guidelines.
One more thing I'd like to ask you about before we have to go. The study also found, I understand, disproportionately high numbers of African-American women among the women in this 20,000 women set were diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. What are the reasons that that would be?
You know, that is such an important – thank you for bringing that up. That is such an important point. That was highlighted – if you actually read the manuscript, there was an invited commentary. Lisa Newman, formerly of the University of Michigan, commented that we need to use all of our research to think about healthcare disparities. It probably is. I'm not an expert in this area, so I can only postulate, and there are others who've done much more deeper work on this, but probably multifactorial, including socioeconomic factors. And then, unfortunately, there African-American women do have a propensity to have a higher, some of the more aggressive breast cancers are disproportionately represented in that.
Is that
population.
Genetics, do we think? Or,
yeah. They tend to have a higher incidence of triple-negative breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Some exciting work has been done at the University of Chicago suggesting that there's a genetic component, but we need to continue in all of our work to investigate how we can provide better care for all women with breast cancer and look at minority populations and also patients of different country of origin. There's a big push in oncology to really think globally about how we can care better for patients with cancer and not let living in a developing country be a handicap.
Okay. Fascinating and primarily good news. Dr. Alex Thomas, thank you for coming in today, clinical professor in the University of Iowa Department of Internal Medicine, co-director of the Multidisciplinary Breast Oncology Group, talking about a new study she's involved in, researchers at the University of Iowa Holden Comprehensive Cancer Center. If you'd like to find it, it's published this week online in JAMA Surgery. Dr. Thomas, thanks for coming in.
Great pleasure to be here with you today.